This is Fiona Ritchie. Thanks as ever for your company here on The Thistle and Shamrock. Alton's song was about seaweed gatherers working off the coast of Ireland, a once widespread occupation. You need only look at old photographs or glance through history books or even novels to find occupations we rarely see practised anymore, of handloom weavers, man and horse at the plough, fishermen under sail following the shoals of herring and on. Along with the photographs, the narrative descriptions, songs are a great time travel device. They take us right back to when manual labours filled every waking hour of each working day. I wonder if in future times people will be singing of the toils of flight attendants, call centre workers, IT specialists. I think it's quite likely, since the urge to share insights into ways of life and livelihood is always with us, especially if we feel hard done by. But it's with a backward glance we consider the choice of music this week, with Ewan McCall, Christy Moore, Maddie Pryor, Dick Gochan and Battlefield Band all ahead. Two songs celebrating the gentle giants that originated in the valley of the River Clyde, the Clydesdale horses that can pull three times their own weight. They pulled carts and ploughs, they drove mills, these powerful horses working equipment for farming and industry across Scotland. Robin Lang sings of the heavy horses, and Christine Kidd is sad to think that gone are the strong ones. In amidst the singing, we're going to have Mowing the Macher. It's a tune from Fine Friday. Here's Robin Lang first.
Heavy horses, see how they stand, leaning ahead, shoulder to the land. Heavy horses, oh the mighty Clydesdales, long may they shine, and the line never fail. Sometimes I see one in a slow motion dream, by misty blue hills, where the Clyde's just a stream, pulling a plow, stepping with grace, hard-working friend, oh, with a good-natured face. Heavy horses, see how they stand, leaning ahead, shoulder to the land. Heavy horses, oh the mighty Clydesdales, long may they shine, and the line never fail. I often wonder if you ever heard whispering charms of the horseman's word, or late in the day when the light would fail and bothy men share corn-kister tales. Heavy horses, see how they stand, leaning ahead, shoulder to the land. Heavy horses, oh the mighty Clydesdales, long may they shine, and the line never fail. World in transition, stepping out of its past, old ways are fine, 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 but old ways don't last, and the furrow you turned grew seedlings of change as you carried us on into the industrial age. Heavy horses, see how they stand, leaning ahead, shoulder to the land. Heavy horses, oh the mighty Clydesdale, long may they shine, and the line never fail. So here's to the barren, blazing bold stride, footprint and star, Hiawatha and Clyde. Oh, the ribbons they wore, and the prizes they won, the leather and chain creaked in the sun. Heavy horses, see how they stand, leaning ahead, shoulder to the land. Heavy horses, oh the mighty Clydesdales, long may they shine, and the line never fail. Long may they shine, and the line never fail.
Thank you. tucked, big-legged, not much to say. They did their work well, though they got little pay. We'll not see their likes anymore. I grew up on a Highland farm with Dolly, Jock and Dick. Dick would take us into town to meet the train from Wick. Slow and safe along the road, tick-tock, tick-tock, tick. Counting every flower along the way. Dolly was so good with pins, though I was only nine. I worked her with trace and long rope at the harvest time. True bred Clydesdale brown, thick hair and heavy feet, perfect for the plough. He'd pull from dawn to sunset on any kind of ground. The Clydesdales earn their oats and hay. Gone are the strong ones I knew in my day. Brought back to big legs, not much to say. They did their work well, though they got little pay. We'll not see their likes anymore. The Clydesdale horse was bred, they say, to carry armored knights. I learned that at Newmore School, and teachers always right. They take so long to get up speed, they'd be late for the fight. But they'd smash down anybody in their way. But one year the grass sickness hit the north full hard. It killed so many horses, it raged near and far. Dolly, Jock and Dick went to the knacker's yard. The tractor towed them away. Strong ones I knew in my day, brought back to big leg, not much to say. They did their work well, though they got little pay, and we'll not see their likes anymore.
Christine Kidd and Gone Are the Strong Ones. We'll have another tribute to Clydesdale horses that at one time could be seen throughout the land, pulling farm equipment through the fields, carts through the towns. Davy Steele's wonderful The Last Trip Home is ahead with Battlefield Band. That's in the second half of our time together here on Thistle. From turf to surf, first, two Ewan McCall songs written at a time when the shoals of herring were still plentiful and harvesting the silver darlings, as they were called, was still a viable livelihood around the coastlines of the British Isles. The late Ewan McCall wrote several descriptive songs of work in the fishing communities, and he's here with the Shoals of Herring, followed by Ray Fisher with the Fish Gutters song, another one of his, Ewan McCall's, and then Christy Moore is to come. First of all, working life was never so vivid as when it was described by Ewan McCall.
With your nets and gear we're faring on the wide and wasteful ocean. It's there on the deep that we harvest and reap, while we're searching for the shoals of heaven. It was a fine and a pleasant day. Out of Yarmouth Harbour I was faring, as a cabin boy on a sailing lugger, for to go and hunt the shoals of heaven. Ah, the work was hard and the hours were long, and the treatment, sure, it took some bearing. There was little kindness and the kicks were many when we hunted for the shoals of heaven. Well, we faced the sword and the broken bank. I was cook and I'd a quarter sharing, and I used to sleep standing on my feet, and I'd dream about the shoals of herring. We left the home grounds in the month of June, and to canny shales we soon were bearing. We 100 cram on the silver darlings that we'd taken from the shores of heaven. Now you're up on deck, you're a fisherman, you can swear and show a manly bearing. Take your turn on watch with the other fellas while you're hunting for the shoals of heaven. You're net ropeman now, lad, you're on your own, and you're learning all about seafaring. That's your education, scraps of navigation, while you're hunting for the shoals of heaven. Well, I earned me keep and I paid me way, and the money for the gear I'm wearing sailed a million miles, caught 10 million fishes. We were sailing after shoals of heaven. Night and day the sea we're daring, come wind or wave or wind. Sweating or cold, growing up, growing old, and dying. We were sailing after shoals of herring.
Although there's lots of men associated with the fishing, once they'd landed the fish, they were sort of handed over to the women to cope with. This is Come All You Fisher Lasses. Come all ye fisher lasses, aye, it's come all we be, fae cairn, bulg and gamery, and fae inveralachy, fae bucky and fae aberdeen, and all the country rude, and we're a watty gut the hair, we're a watty yermouth too. For we rise up in the morning with our bundles in our hands. Be at the station early or you'll surely hate to stand. Tag plenty to eat and a kettle for your tea, or you'll maybe die of hunger on the way to Yarmouth Quay. Now the journey, it's a langin, it takes a day or twa, and when you reach your lodging, sure it's soon asleep you'll fall. But you rise at five, where the sleep's still in your ear, a watty fine, the gotten years along the Yarmouth Keep. Well, there's coopers there and curers there, buyers canny chills. There's lassies at the pickling and there's at the creels. And you'll wish the fish had been all left in the sea by the time you finish gotten herring on the Yarmouth Quay. Well, I've gutted fish in Lerwick, aye, storn away in shields, aye, you've worked along the Humber, amongst the barrels and the creels. Oh, it be Grimsby, I've travelled up and down, but the place to see the herring is the quay at Yarmouth too.
Great.
Hear the Atlantic seething swell, hear the lonesome chapel bell. God save their souls and mind them well. The two fishermen can nail ease. Yesterday at 4:30, they pushed the curragh from the shore. One took the net while one took the oar. The two fishermen can nail ease. From Connor's Fort and from Sing's Chair towards Inishmore and Inishere, they scour the sea in silent prayer as they go searching their neighbours. Dia Eve Bertie Scarabra, Mac Meharnash, Erborum Tra, Gamayev Son, Sasta Arnyav. Tomas is Sean Keneally. The seaweed up the hill, sopaderos in the drill. Try to understand God's will and the loss of the two Canelies. Hear the Atlantic seething swell, hear the lonesome chapel bell. God save their souls and mind them well. The two fishermen can nail ease.
Christy Moore allowing us intimacy with the tragedy experienced by all fishing communities with the loss of a boat, all too often manned by close family members, in this case, the two Keneally brothers. And we heard two Ewan McCall songs from the man himself and Ray Fisher. They have mostly faded into memory, have the particular work ways and lifestyles inspiring our singers and songwriters this week. We're back on the farm, at the dark of the coalface, and with the most famous of all Dublin street vendors, Molly Malone, with Maddie Pryor, Dick Gochan, Bohinta and Battlefield Band all standing by to add the substance of their music to this week's gritty collection. Learn more about what you're hearing online at our website in the week ahead. Look for a playlist at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. The energetic flute of Dublin native Paul McGrattan is ahead in three reels, Speed the Plough, the Abbey Reel and the Primrose Lass. It's Maddie Pryor first singing what you might take to be the goriest of songs, unless you know that she's actually describing all the stages of growing barley, from the ploughing to the harrowing, harvesting, threshing and milling, all to produce a very nice nut brown ale. John Barleycorn from Maddie Pryor.
Thank you.
little Sir John in the nut brown bowl through the stronger man at last. For the huntsman, he can't hunt the fox nor loudly blow his horn. And the tinker, he can't mend kettles or pots without a little barley corn. John in the nut brown bowl through the stronger man at last. But there were three men come out of the west, their fortunes for to try. And these three men made a solemn vow, John Barleycorn to
past harvest time, souls still toil and wagons rattle, corn still stands in rank and line and defies us all. We can see it in our past, blood will out and join the battle. Though we work in different ways, we're bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. We're bringing in the sheaves. Though we work in different ways, we're bringing in the sheaves. Though we started from the land, some of us do roam abroad. The hand upon the gliding plough is not for everyone. Changing seasons help us see that those who hear a different drummer, though not in one harmony, we're bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves, we're bringing in the sheaves. Though not in one harmony, we're bringing in the sheaves. What lay dormant in the soil is wakened by the kiss of summer, so the fruits of yesteryear become the year's new corn. Every stem has at its core part of those who went before. In turn they will be kept in store by bringing in the cheese. Bringing in the sheaves, we're bringing in the sheaves. In turn they will be kept in store by bringing in the sheaves. Bear in mind what example has begun. What you do today in kind has power for everyone. True strong aims will pass along to your daughters and your sons. So may they in years to come be bringing in. Bringing in the sheaves, we're bringing in the sheaves. So may they in years to come be bringing in the sheaves.
Bringing in the sheaves from Jim Boys. Paul McGrattan played his Speed the Plough set, and Maddie Pryor took us through the life cycle of barley from seed to beer in John Barleycorn. English singers' voices adding strength to the chorus this week. And let's hear more strong voices of Scotland and Ireland with much to say about coal miners' hardships, the fate of street vendor Molly Malone, and the majesty of the heavy horses, the Clydesdales. It's Dick Gochan, Bohinta, and Battlefield Band with Davy Steele.
Come all of you colliers who work down the mine, from Scotland to South Wales, from Teesdale to Tyne. I'll sing you the song of the pound a week rise, and the men who were fooled by the government's lies. And it's down you go, down below Jack, where you never see the skies, and you're working in a dungeon for your pound a week rise. In 1960, a few years ago, the mine workers' leaders to Lord Robins did go, saying we work very hard every day with our scarred lives, and we ask you here and now for a pound a week rise. And it's down you go, down below Jack, where you never see the skies, and you're working in a dungeon for your pound a week rise. And up spoke Lord Robins, and he made this decree, now when the output rises, then with you I will agree. But to raise up all your wages, they give to you fair pay. For I was once a miner, and I worked hard in my day. And it's down you go, down below Jack, where you never see the skies, and you're working in a dungeon for your pound a week rise. the miners, they went home. They worked hard and well, their lungs filled with coal dust in the bosom of hell. The output rose by 15, 18% and more. And when 2 years had passed and gone, it rose above a score. And it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the skies. And you're working in a dungeon for your pound of cries. The miners, they went to get their hard-won prize, to ask Lord Robbins for the pound of wheat rice. Robbins wouldn't give a pound, he wouldn't give 10 bob. He gave them 7 and 6 and said, now get back to your job. And it's down you go, down below, Jack, where you never see the skies. And you're working in a dungeon for your pound of wheat rice. And come all of you colliers, take heed what I say, and don't believe Lord Robbins when he says he'll give fair pay. He'll tell you so work hard to make the output rise. You'll get pie in the sky instead of a £1 rise.
Bye. Have I worked on ferns and frae and start? The muckle horses won my heart. Wi' big broad backs they proudly stand, the uncrowned kings o'er the land. And yet for a' their power and strength, they're as gentle as a summer's wind. So steady, boys, walk on. Our work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plough the fields, the horse's day is gone. And this will be your last trip home, so steady, boys, walk on. Now you'll hear men sing their songs of praise, of Arab stallions in a race, or hunters that fly with the hounds to chase the fox and run him down. But none of them compare, I vow, to a working pair that pulls a plough. So steady, boys, walk on. Your work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plough the fields, the horse's day is gone. And this will be your last trip home, so steady, boys, walk on. And all the years I've plied my trade, and all the fields we've ploughed and laid, I never thought I'd see the time when a Clydesdale's work would ever end. But progress runs its driven course, and tractors here replace the horse. So steady, boys, walk on. Our work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plough the fields, the horse's day is gone. And this will be your last trip home, so steady, boys, walk on. For none of them would want to miss the chance to see us pass like this. They'll say they saw in years to come the muckle horse's last trip home. So steady, boys, walk on. Your work is nearly done. No more we'll plough the fields, the horse's day is gone. And this will be your last trip home, so steady, boys, walk on. Your work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plough the fields, the horse's day is gone. And this will be your last trip home, so steady, boys, walk on.
The late Davy Steele wrote the song and sang it there from his good old days with Battlefield Band, The Last Trip Home, a favourite for some years now here on Thistle. From Bohinta we heard of Molly Malone and her tale. Dick Gochan was affronted by the pound a week rise for coal miners. Sights and struggles, mostly a memory now, although much less so when Thistle got its start. Ah yes, we have been around for a while, and some of our radio work tools from the early years of this programme are now historical artefacts, vinyl record albums, reels of tape, typewriters. Anyway, onward into the future on the crest of technology's wave, the Thistle and Shamrock comes to you each week from Scotland. It's a Fiona Ritchie production. Look for a playlist online in the week following each broadcast at thistleradio.com. A set of recent programme playlists is also available by mail. Just mention this week's programme, Hands On, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope right to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106, and we'll send you a set of playlists, including this one here. The Thistle and Shamrock is going to round up now with the Tannehill Weavers, and they're very busy with their log splitter set, the Tannehills. On the web at thistleradio.com, the Thistle and Shamrock radio programme is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture. Poetryfoundation.org. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR Music.